we've had people check in and leave, but I'm going to call the meeting to order. As I said earlier, we have a variety of other committees meetings, so people will be stopping in and leaving as they have to for votes and stuff. But today we have the St. Cloud the Science Initiative of Central Minnesota, which is Mr. Tom Moore and Henry Fisher from St. Cloud, and some exciting stuff going on up there. Well, now we're going to find out more about it. So, without too much ado, why don't you introduce yourself for the record and then proceed.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you very much for the opportunity for us to present what's happening in Central Minnesota as it relates to bioscience and science-related developments. My name is Tom Moore. I'm president of the St. Cloud Area Economic Development Partnership. My colleague here, Henry Fisher, is the development director for the St. Cloud Area Economic Development Partnership, or as we like to refer to it as the partnership. And we are the staff for this Science Initiative of Central Minnesota, which is a organization that we've recruited a number of different entities together to support us and help us in making our region and our area ready for science-based companies. We want to give you just a quick thumbnail sketch of the partnership before we get into the Science Initiative. Representative Haas, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you here this morning.
St. Paul.
Yes. Mr. Haas has been very supportive. Representative Haas has been very supportive of us.
Not been called many other things. Or dinner, or
I thought you were hiding out.
Okay, Henry, he's up.
Sorry.
When we talk about attracting and assisting companies, we typically talk about real estate. And in real estate, you know, there are three key words, and that's location, location, location. We're proud of the fact that St. Cloud and Central Minnesota are centrally located in the state. Our mission is to help create high-quality jobs and increase the tax base by promoting and facilitating the growth of not only existing companies, but development of new businesses as well. We have a board of directors that oversees the organization. We receive no state or federal funding for this effort. We're a nonprofit organization and have memberships. And so we have the three counties that the city of St. Cloud resides in, including Stearns, Benton, and Sherburne County, the health care system in St. Cloud Hospital, six area cities, including St. Cloud, Stock Rapids, St. Joe, Wake Park, Sartell, and St. Augusta. We have a kind of a higher educational group, including St. Cloud State University, the College of St. Benedict, St. John's University, and the Technical College. The Initiative Foundation, headquartered in Little Falls, that serves our region, is a member as well, as is Health Partners, the Chamber, a Builders Exchange, the Housing and Redevelopment Authority, St. Cloud Opportunities, which is an industrial park development group, and a couple of power suppliers, XL Energy and Stearns Electric, along with the Minnesota Workforce Center in St. Cloud. All of these organizations and entities are interested in the economic vitality of the area. When we looked around at other economic development groups in other states and in the Midwest and in here in Minnesota, we realized that we didn't have quite as many private sector firms and organizations involved. And so we set out to change that and set up an associate member category and recruited financial institutions, builders, developers, contractors, law firms that serve the business community along with CPA firms, and have an associate member group of 24 other companies working with us and assisting us in this process.
About 4 years ago, a number of members of the partnership, along with others, really got to take a serious look at bioscience. And certainly, because we're known as a regional health center in the greater St. Cloud area of Central Minnesota, wanted to take a look at what are our resources, what are our assessments, what can we best do to unify and develop a broad-based community effort to attract science-based companies to central Minnesota and certainly complement the ones that we already have in our region. As a result of that, the Science Initiative of Central Minnesota was formed. It's a program of the partnership now. It has its own separate membership due structure, largely funded by the Initiative Foundation and Central Care Health System, where they are the two biggest biggest contributors financially. But as Tom pointed out, we have other members that are both involved with us at the partnership, but also involved in other ways throughout the community. You'll see some of the high technology companies, for example, that are getting into medical health, electronic medical records, and that sort of opportunity. The major partners include the Initiative Foundation, which is a very active and supporter of the science initiative, created by local leaders, as well as the McKnight Foundation. And their goal is to unlock the potential of the people of central Minnesota to build and sustain healthy communities. The partnership is a public-private group. We have about 25 board members representing pretty much all major cross-sections of the greater St. Cloud area economy, both corporations as well as nonprofit organizations, cities, financial institutions, colleges, universities. Again, with a strong focus on retaining and expanding businesses that are already there, as well as attracting complementary new businesses. And we'll talk more specifically about what we're doing in the bioscience area this morning. Other partners include our higher educational resources, including Rasmussen College, our most recent member, all working together to collaborate on different types of programs that can address different aspects of the bioscience field in central Minnesota. Central Care Health System is kind of the big dog in our region. They're a top 100 hospital, one of three in Minnesota, top 100 heart hospital for 8 years running, third largest medical center in Minnesota, with over 170 clinical trials in process. And then we'll talk briefly about the new $225 million expansion that's underway at the hospital right now, which is the largest, as far as we can tell, largest economic development project in St. Cloud's history. We also have involvement from the St. Cloud Area Chamber of Commerce as well. And other partners in various types of aspects, depending on their capabilities and what they bring to the table. But again, it does illustrate the collaboration of all of us working together, being on the same page in the bioscience field in central Minnesota. Our strengths, of course, include access to 23,000 full-time equivalent college students, over 550 science and engineering graduates per year, a high school graduation rate that's 5% above the state average, Central Care we talked about, and we have an existing cluster of bioscience companies that are already functioning and have for years in the St. Cloud area. We have a strong labor force with a participation rate above the state average, and our wages generally are somewhat lower, along with real estate costs that are somewhat lower than the Twin Cities. This helps to position us from a financial perspective to attract more companies and certainly help to put St. Cloud on the radar screen.
So when we look for reasons why companies would be interested in locating in the St. Cloud area, one of our main strengths is the higher educational institutions. We mentioned St. Cloud State University, St. John's University, and the College of St. Benedict also have top science and math programs as well, with 23,000 students in the region. You may see a couple of familiar faces here with, as they want to be called, Larry and Steve. In addition, we've got a couple of others. I'm not sure how they turned to black and white, but the person that you may not recognize on the right is St. Cloud State University President Earl Potter, and we're celebrating the grand opening of the WIC Science Center, and this just happened on January 30th. And that's a picture of that building. This is going to assist us in positioning central Minnesota as a place where companies would be interested in locating and expanding to. And this is just the start of what St. Cloud State University has planned. Construction started May of last year and was completed in January of this year. St. Cloud State is also renovating Brown Hall, which will be a part of their science initiative to be completed in December of this year and will also be a wonderful addition to the campus. And the next phase is the integrated science and engineering laboratory facility, which is a project that's been discussed here and is moving ahead. We're excited about it because it's multidisciplinary. It combines faculty and students from different departments to work on a project or a problem rather than having more emphasis on the project or the problem and less emphasis on the department. And this is what companies in the private sector are looking for, teams of employees that can work together from different disciplines in resolving and solving problems. One of the things that they're looking at doing is outfitting this with modular benches. And as you can see in this next slide, the electricity, the air, the oxygen, all of these different resources come from the ceiling so that they can shift and move around the equipment that they'll be working with. And so that makes the building very flexible. There are more and more interest in the science and engineering and more demand for students in STEM, or the science, technology, engineering, and math areas. And St. Cloud State has identified this as a strength and something that they want to continue to make sure that that they're making these opportunities available for students in Central Minnesota and across the state. Chair Mahoney mentioned the Master of Science in Regulatory Affairs. This is a very exciting new addition to St. Cloud State. We looked at the state of Minnesota and what strengths we have as a state. And as you know, we're not only the national center, maybe the global center for medical device companies here in Minnesota. And one of the greatest needs that the medical device companies have is our professionals in regulatory affairs. So a person that can assist that company in escorting a new device or a new product through the regulatory, through the FDA approval process. There are master's level degree programs in regulatory affairs for the pharmaceutical companies on the East and West Coast. There has never been a program like this in the country. And so St. Cloud State set forth to establish one. It's now been up and operating for the past year. And they've hired the the head of regulatory affairs program for Medtronic to help spearhead this project. He's a former Medtronic executive, recently retired, and helped basically write the book for the FDA in approving medical devices.
The RAS program certainly does help to get St. Cloud on the map because of our specialized technical expertise in medical device training. In addition to that, we have extensive cooperation both among employers in higher education and a growing involvement with K-12 education. St. Cloud Technical College does an outstanding job providing customized training in a variety of different fields. We have the Anderson Entrepreneurial Center, Resource Training and Solutions, and about 23 staffing agencies in the St. Cloud area that can help address workforce and training needs. From a healthcare perspective, St. Cloud Hospital is the third largest in the state, actually one of the largest employers, I think, right behind Centricare, right behind Coborn's there with over 6,000 employees. Magnet Hospital, state-of-the-art, more than 170 clinical trials underway, and open to additional collaborations. We think our involvement with Centricare will help us to draw in other companies that need participation from people to do clinical studies as well as contract research organizations. And of course, since an architect's drawing of the new $225 million addition to the St. Cloud Hospital overlooking the Mississippi River, which is broke ground last year and is in construction is in full swing as we speak. We have a number of regional bioscience companies. Those of you who were on the committee last year had a chance to join Chair Mahoney and some of us on a tour where we looked at DCI. It's a company in St. Cloud that manufactures precision pressure vessels for the primarily the pharmaceutical, but also animal health industries. Microbiologics, still can't explain what they do, but if you get on their website and you can figure out, you can tell me. But they grow bugs, in a nutshell. Kendico Tool Crib provides resources for a variety of manufacturers throughout the region, including specialized machining that's used for medical device components. TO Plastics and their subsidiary Sun Plastics is involved with medical device packaging. Eichler Bearing, also St. Cloud company, manufactures precision components largely for DCI and other companies that need precision stainless steel work. And of course, Wyman is involved in precision plastics manufacturing, not only in St. Cloud, but at their parent company's office in Winona.
So as we move ahead, we look for organizations to partner with. And so our science initiative of Central Minnesota, by the way, our acronym for that is SICM. We wanted to show that we were serious about going after companies, and just happened to come out just in the right order there for us to demonstrate our efforts in that area. But we're partnering with Positively Minnesota from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, the Biobusiness Alliance of Minnesota, and Life Science Alley, and participating in many of their offerings to encourage companies and promote Minnesota and Central Minnesota in that process. In the past several years, we've been a part of and helped sponsor the Minnesota Pavilion at the Bio 06, 07, 08, and 09 coming up in Atlanta in the next month and a half. We'll be participating and helping to staff the Minnesota Pavilion at the International Bio Conference.
You didn't have anything to do with the fact that it falls on the last week of session, did you?
No, I did not. I did not. I know as a great supporter, Chair Mahoney would love to be able to attend that. We'd love to have you there. You're probably also familiar with this slide from the Biobusiness Alliance of Minnesota as they look at the top six areas there, the triangles on the top: medical devices, pharma biologics, animal health, food, renewable energy, and renewable materials. We're looking at the work that they've just done in Destination 2025. And how does Central Minnesota fit into this projection of the strengths that Minnesota has in these fast-growing areas? We want to be a part of that. We feel that we have the infrastructure, the higher education, necessary for companies to be looking at Central Minnesota and Minnesota as well. And so we want to be a part of the statewide effort to support those efforts. We've also been participating in Life Science Alley's Conference and Expo in the past several years. It's moved to a new location at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It outgrew its spot in St. Paul, and we're gearing up for the December 9th event this year at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Other opportunities include the new programs that we mentioned, the Master of Science in Regulatory Affairs and Services. We have worked with six communities in Central Minnesota and have received designation as Central Minnesota Bioscience Zone in those communities. And at some point in time when the state of Minnesota has more funds, we look forward to working with the state to help promote those bioscience zones. We also held a bioscience conference where we had standing room only in the meeting room that we had available. As I mentioned, we participated in some of the national trade shows and upcoming shows. Henry will be joining BEED staff in staffing the Minnesota Pavilion at the Wind Power Show in Chicago in the next month. We also see that as a science-related opportunity for attracting jobs and keeping jobs here in the state. As a result of our sponsorship with those, we have several leads in the science-related area, and are working on those projects to try and locate them here in Central Minnesota, or in our Central Minnesota area, and are looking at the possibility of an incubator or accelerator. That's the newest upscale version. An accelerator is the newest upscale version of an incubator. We have a building that's available. Formerly, used by MCO Optical Labs in the city of St. Joe, where they put a nano coating on your glasses that has anti-reflective coating. So when you're in the lights of committee hearings and the media is filming you, they'll be able to see your eyes because there won't be a reflection on your glasses. That's one of the nano coating materials that were designed in Central Minnesota and applied to eyeglasses. Some of the results that we've seen, we've called on senior management at over 40 different bioscience companies, including the five largest med tech companies here in Minnesota, talking about what their needs are and how we might be able to meet their needs. We've increased the awareness about our science initiative, about St. Cloud State's ability to meet their needs, about the regulatory affairs program. We've been advertising in magazines. We've developed a website, CM, for CentralMinnesotaBioscience.com, that kind of brags about the amenities that not only the state of Minnesota has, but Central Minnesota has. We've hosted Life Science Alley's Alley Chat the last 2 years in Central Minnesota and have our own science initiative after hours scheduled for May 14th at St. Cloud State. Again, I think you're in session, but we would still invite you to participate.
Well,
Mr.
Chair, we could wrap up early, couldn't we?
Not in my hands.
We see some marketing opportunities. One of those is being funded by the federal stimulus package with electronic medical records, or EMR, and see an opportunity. There's a company, a high-tech company in St. Cloud, that offers that service nationally, and we think there are some opportunities with the resources we have in Central Minnesota to assist in that process. We have some abilities to help some of the medical device companies build some of the components that go in those, as well as some secondary contract manufacturing. We're interested in the pharmaceutical area. We also see an opportunity for us, because CentraCare and St. Cloud Hospital do clinical trials, we think there may be an opportunity for a clinical research organization, one that would test either pharmaceuticals or medical devices in our community. And so we're pursuing that angle. We're very dependent on agriculture in Central Minnesota. Have a lot of farms, both dairy and swine, in Stearns County, and see animal health as an opportunity for our Central Minnesota area. As Henry mentioned, there's a medical device packaging firm that's already located there, and we're looking for opportunities for them to grow and prosper. We've laid some groundwork and some infrastructure in working with the six Central Minnesota area communities in establishing the Central Minnesota Bioscience Zone, and have tax increment financing and Job Z available for qualifying businesses. Recently, the Minnesota Business Journal, the Minnesota Real Estate Journal, I forget one of those two, referred to St. Cloud as Minnesota's Silicon Prairie because of the high-tech companies that have been locating in our community and specifically in our downtown area.
What's the brain magnet?
What is it?
Yeah.
Brain magnet.
Website company, really.
It's a website development company. Mm-hmm. And so they, in fact, they have just completed a remake of our website that will be coming online in the next probably 10 days or so.
Kind of hoping it was an Alzheimer's.
Talk to them about doing that. They're also very into mapping and cartography, and do maps for multiple states in the Midwest. And we want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today and share some of the perspectives of where the rubber hits the road as it relates to science-based companies and attracting those to Central Minnesota. And both Henry and I would be very interested in answering any questions you may have.
Thank you, gentlemen. I was intrigued by the comments you made
maybe the middle of the presentation about you'd be up here when times were a little financially better for the state looking for our help. Can you tell us what kinds of things that the state could be doing to help your organization bring these kinds of businesses to Minnesota?
You want to jump on that one first, Henry? No.
Sure, Mr. Chair, Representative Obermiller. You're already doing a lot of it. Thank you especially for passing the bonding bill in the House that did include additional funding for St. Cloud State University, about $15 million in that for projects that we talked about today. That's a good first step. The JobZ program as it is available certainly provides really the only resource, financial resource that we do have available in the central Minnesota area. We're not a border city. We're not in the Twin Cities metro. Tax increment financing is kind of limited, but we do appreciate the opportunity to utilize JobZ. We hope that that may be extended in the future. We've been keeping a watchful eye on the Green JobZ program that's been introduced both in the House and the Senate. Would help to certainly provide a spark plug for renewable energy and some of the types of industries that we've mentioned in terms of working with the Bio Business Alliance of Central Minnesota. One thing to note though on that, there are a couple different versions of the Green JobZ bill going around. There's a Senate File 1232, which is authored by Senator Anderson and Senator Rosen, is designed to put some stipulations on the location of Green JobZ that would limit it to very specifically to brownfield sites, to sites that have a vacant manufacturing building on it, or there's language specifically that identifies the Ford plant in St. Paul, which is in Senator Anderson's district. But really would provide very little value to us in St. Cloud because we don't have much in the way of brownfield sites. So they've all been cleaned up pretty much. We don't have much in the way of vacant manufacturing buildings. So that particular bill, is, as far as Senate File 1232 is concerned, really will not help us much, if at all.
To add to that, one of the other issues is that I think at some point in time, it was hoped by communities that applied for the bioscience zones that special incentives would be made available in those zones to help attract companies from other parts of the country to those zones. And that's part of the reason we were interested and had such a great response from six communities in central Minnesota, thinking that at some date in the future there may be some incentives that would come along with the bioscience zones in their community.
Sure, just thank you, Mr. Chair. It's just in terms of incentives, we talk a lot about different kinds of incentives we can have here, and there are jobs. These obviously a tax incentive. Are there other incentives that you're referring to, or is attracting businesses to Minnesota purely a tax issue from your perspective?
Probably the biggest issue we face is the disparity in the corporate income tax. Minnesota's corporate income tax is very high, one of the highest in the nation, if not the world. And at 9.8%, it's 2 percentage points above the state of Wisconsin, which is our next closest competitor. It would be great if we could look at a phased reduction of the corporate income tax. Certainly would put us on a level playing field with the states around us. And the governor, of course, has proposed that in his budget message, too.
Thank you very much. I would like you to speak on microbiologics, on how much do they sell outside the state and outside the United States for their little bio bugs? Do you know?
Representative Haas, Chair, members of the committee, the company Microbiologics, located in St. Cloud, basically, as I understand it, and it gets complicated in a hurry with this company, but they make freeze-dried bugs. Basically microorganisms that are used in developing food and other products, not just in Minnesota or just in our country, but internationally, globally. And I would say that their company sells 99.9% of its product outside of the state of Minnesota, and probably at least 70% of it outside of the United States. So a major exporter a high-tech company doing work that very few other companies in this country and internationally have competition with those, with any other companies.
Actually, I'm going to take a quick second here and put one out. You spoke a little bit about the animal health and, you know, the typical farms that you have up in the central Minnesota area. Knowing that Wilmer is relatively close, are you partnering with Wilmer at all and its animal health industry that they've got going down there? And if so, what is going on up in St. Cloud that goes along with that?
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, great question. Yes, we are participating and working cooperatively with Wilmer. In fact, not only the University of Minnesota is involved in Life Science Innovations Company in Wilmer, St. Cloud State University and Ridgewater Technical College are also very involved in that process, and we're looking for opportunities to partner with the folks in Wilmer. I know that you've seen their site on the former state hospital location in Wilmer, and Henry and I have been there. We've taken members of our group to Wilmer and have meetings with Chris Heisinga and others there to say, how can we work together in central Minnesota? That Life Science Innovations company has come from Wilmer Poultry. It's a subsidiary of, and of course we have the headquarters for Golden Plump in St. Cloud, and many of the chicken barns throughout central Minnesota and central Wisconsin. And so there are great opportunities for us to work cooperatively and in a coalition with Life Science Innovations and the Wilmer efforts. We're inviting them to participate with us in our science initiative of Central Minnesota efforts. So we're looking at all those options. Great question.
And then one other, so I get the name right. The Master of Science in Regulatory Affairs and Services. A couple of questions about that. Where are you drawing the students from? And I don't know that the first graduates are coming out anytime in the next year or so. Where do you intend to market the students to? And is it primarily, have you got a plan for Minnesota, or are you trying to be broader?
Mm-hmm. Well, this program was designed to meet the needs of Minnesota companies. The Boston Scientific, the Medtronic, all those folks are very interested in this program. In fact, we've formed, loosely, St. Cloud State University, who spearheaded this program, has formed an advisory board made up of the top experts in this industry worldwide, and they're all from Minnesota. And so I would say that this program is designed to meet the needs of Minnesota companies. The graduates of these programs have already been contacted by many of the Minnesota companies. This program has been referred to by a company executive in a story that appeared in the Minneapolis Tribune as the program of the never unemployed. So basically saying that anyone that would graduate from this program would have hundreds of job opportunities because of their level of expertise in regulatory affairs specifically designed for the medical devices. And so most of these students are from Minnesota, and I'm guessing would probably stay here, but they would have opportunities to go probably anywhere in the world and work for companies.
As a follow-up, Minnesota is not just a medical device. I mean, it's got products coming out of the University of Minnesota. It's got ag health, animal husbandry. It's got food production. There's a longer list. I don't want to go down it too far. But is this program designed primarily for med devices, or are you spreading yourself across that whole range? Because there is so many more industries that are going to have to go through the FDA, and if we get lucky, they'll have their shortened process in place here in the next year, but it's not just medical devices. I mean, that's a whole range of things from fuels to food. So, I mean, how is that, you're not from St. Cloud?
I'm not from St. Cloud State.
Right, so, but do you know anything about that, or?
Well, I do know that the medical device companies had this need for the medical device companies to continue to grow and expand here in Minnesota. They were looking for people with this area of expertise, and there's no program out there anywhere. And so St. Cloud State said, let's try and meet that need specifically for the medical device industry. So my understanding is, to answer your question, that most of these people would be gobbled up by those medical device companies, and that there may be other programs available out there for the animal husbandry and some of the other programs that the University of Minnesota has already in existing programs for them, because this is a new program designed more directly to serve the medical device industry.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Hill, Representative Hilton.
First of all, I have to apologize for arriving late. We were, many of us here were part of another committee that caused this committee to be displaced, I believe.
I'm going to mention that to that chair.
So, this has probably already been addressed, but first of all, my question would be, how long have you been pursuing the mission of generating high-quality jobs and increasing the tax base, et cetera?
The partnership has been in existence for 23 or 24 years.
And Mr. Chair?
Mr. Hilton.
I can't refer you to a page number because all the pages are numbered one.
So I saw that too.
It's a little bit difficult, but somewhere in here, there's on page one, there is a slide toward the end labeled results. But these, what you have listed here, don't really seem like results to me. It seems more like it should be labeled effort. And going through the whole list of here, the slides and efforts, I haven't really seen any results that correspond to your mission. Have there been any?
Henry talked a little bit about the company DCI that's located in St. Cloud that this committee had a chance to tour a year and a half ago. They make stainless steel vessels basically for the pharmaceutical industry. And we've been meeting and working in conjunction with DCI to say, how can we assist your company and make sure it's able to grow and expand and stay here and employ people here in central Minnesota? As we've done with Microbiologic and several other CO Plastics, who was mentioned earlier as well. We think that we've helped some of those companies that are already located in central Minnesota grow and expand. We have not yet attracted a company from outside of this region to central Minnesota to create more jobs. We have had some great prospects and still do, and have found that many of those companies have pulled back here in the last 6 months or more and are slow to pull a trigger on making any decisions. But we continue to have prospects. We continue to work with the Department of Employment and Economic Development in acquiring more prospects to share our opportunities of central Minnesota. But to answer your question about attracting a new company and creating new jobs, with a new company, we've not yet done that.
Mr. Chair, just to follow that up, in what way, you said you think, you mentioned some companies that you, I think you said you think you have helped.
Mm-hmm.
In what way do you think you helped them?
We've been promoting Central Minnesota and Central Minnesota companies in some of these national trade shows. and raising the awareness of organizations that are located in central Minnesota to try and market their product. Let me give you an example. Golden Plump, who I mentioned, is a chicken producer. They've just come out with a brand new product that that they call Bear Chicken, and it's trying to meet the new niche of
cross between bear and chicken.
People that are interested in making sure that there are no hormones and no other additives that aren't natural to a chicken, and they're providing it in a package that's biodegradable. Well, they had hired a company and purchased these biodegradable packages from a company in Michigan. And I was aware of the fact that there's a company in central Minnesota that makes packaging and makes FDA-approved and biodegradable packaging that could meet, potentially, that I thought could meet Golden Plump's needs. So we connected those two companies together, and right now they're in discussions of how can a local central Minnesota company provide that new wave packaging that's biodegradable and FDA-approved to this food product.
And to build on that, and it's something that the committee has been trying to do a lot of this year, some with some success, some not as successful, trying to figure out results, because although we probably haven't spent a lot of money in terms of direct aid to St. Cloud or to your particular organization, we got the message pretty loud and clear from our constituents, and I'm sure you get it from your business constituents. You know, what's the result? We're investing a dollar, or we're investing $1 million or billions of dollars, and what's the results that we're getting? And I think that goes to Representative Hilty's question. And I think you probably need to look a little closer at it, because your company, St. Cloud's grown in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And what part did the companies that you assisted play in that? And how do you build on that particular part of it? I could think is where, I'm not sure whether Representative Hilty was going there, but I know I'm going there. We'd like to know, if you had a program that worked well, how do we replicate that in City XYZ? How do we help build that particular type program statewide rather than just central Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
So, Representative Gutler?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That actually plays into something you and I have discussed a couple of times and that I think is important too, and maybe Tom and Henry could speak to it as well, and that's the coordination statewide. These organizations, whether it's Bioscience or others, I know don't exist in isolation. You guys are in conversation and cooperation, but how could we coordinate this stuff more effectively and garnish the best practices and those sorts of things? And I know when I sat on the board and was chair of the board for the partnership, that question came up from our own member organizations. What are we getting for the dollars we're putting into this thing? And so some of the same questions Representative Hilty brought up have come up at a local level, but we need to be asking that more broadly. And then, is there a way we can coordinate this stuff more consistently? I don't know that Dean's doing a great job of it right now, but we don't really have a statewide bioscience organization right now, do we?
Well, the Biobusiness Alliance of Minnesota and Life Science Alley are both considered, they have a little different mission, but considered statewide organizations that we're partnering with.
Thank you. Maybe you could comment a little bit on the evolution of DPI going from milk tanks to machines that I'm not too sure what they do, but I think they should be on the moon. I mean, you know, you look at them and thinking, what does that do even, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have really, they have gone through a reinvention that is very awesome, in at least from my touring of the plant. You would like to comment on
that? Sure, I'd be happy to. The Representative House, the chair members of the committee, DCI is a 51-year-old company started in rural Minnesota in Holdingford, and probably about 30 years ago moved to St. Cloud. It started as Dairy Craft Incorporated, DCI. and they made stainless steel tanks for the milk industry, basically for farmers to store their milk and keep it cool, and began making stainless steel vessels to process that milk into cheese, and then expanded from cheese into other food products like ketchup and salsa, and you name the food item, they probably made a tank, and they specialize a tank to make that food item, and they specialize in these tanks so that they're almost mirror like on the inside, so they can be cleaned between batches of food or product that's made, but they also specialize in the ability for that tank to either heat that product or cool it or stir it or agitate it or super freeze it. And as they grew and began to diversify their products, they saw an opportunity in the pharmaceutical industry. And so, as Representative Haas mentioned, probably about 5 to 7 years ago, began looking at that as an opportunity to diversify their company. Where prior to 5 to 7 years ago, about 20% of their business was in the pharmaceutical industry and 80% of their business was in the dairy and food processing, that has completely flip-flopped, and now 80 to 90% of their business is in pharmaceutical grade tanks that they ship all over the world. And they're one of the leaders in their industry for making these tanks of all sizes, and have recently, and this may go to your question as well, at the Bio06 conference, they met a French company that specializes in fermenters and started discussing the idea of developing a line of tanks in a company called DCI. Bio Lafite is the name of the company in France that not only processes pharmaceuticals but also ferments them. And so now in central Minnesota there's DCI and DCI Bio Lafite, which is a joint venture with DCI and this company from France that marries the technology that DCI has developed with the fermenting technology developed by Bio Lafite in France to provide a new product out in the marketplace. And as a result, help solidify jobs in central Minnesota where these tanks and fermenters are being built and constructed.
One question. I'm not sure which building it is at the campus, at the St. Cloud campus, but I heard the incubator and the accelerator. What are your plans for that? And not only in what the school is going to do, but the city and your organization in terms of, we've talked here in the committee about angel funding and the Valley of Death funding and then all the stages. So if you, just a few minutes on that, and then I think unless there's any other questions.
Mr. Chair and members, discussion is pretty much in its infancy. This facility just became known to us not too long ago, but it's as Tom mentioned, it's a former optical manufacturing lab. It's got high technology in terms of air and water filtration, clean room capability, and that sort of thing. The building is kind of old in itself, so it does need some updating and certainly some modernization to serve as clean room purposes. We have had discussions with both St. Cloud State as well as College of St. Benedict, which is in St. Joseph where the facility is located, to look at opportunities to turn that into more of an incubator to certainly help small businesses start up as well as companies that may have need of additional clean room space. We're still trying to get our arms around what the magnitude of that project might look like at this point, and we hope to have something pretty much finalized here certainly within a year. It certainly is an opportunity. It's an available building. It does fit the bioscience need. As we talk with Dale Wallstrom and others, we find that there's more of a need in the industry for accelerators. In other words, taking a company that's already been in business for maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5 years as opposed to a startup company and helping them move to the next phase
in terms of enhanced production or enhanced laboratory research.
Representative Winkler, I know that you were looking at the minutes earlier and you wanted to move them, correct?
You were.
All those in favor. Any additions or subtractions to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. I think you had a question also.
I didn't, Mr. Chair. I've actually seen a few that have been appealed about that other committee, and why I was late, but I'm just looking at the first couple of slides. You have a list of partnership members and associate members. Jerry described why some of one thing and some of another. Is it a dollar contribution difference? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. The partner, the first list, first two pages of the list are what we refer to as full partner members. Their membership dues are $8,000 at a minimum, and they, as a result, sit on the board of directors of the organization. The associate members, we came up with about 3 years ago after doing some strategic planning and looking at other cities in the Midwest and how we're organized and how we operate and compared our organization to those, and found that we had fewer private sector companies involved, and so we established the associate member, which is a $2,500 membership and does not sit on the board but works on one of several committees that we've established to help in the process.
And Mr. Chair, just to your point, it would seem that there was a fair amount of public dollars going into this. So I think the question, indirectly, but a lot of these entities, the partnership members are public, and these are sometimes another, so there is public resources going there. So the question is about how those dollars are used for good ones, for example.
Mm-hmm. Representative Anderson, did you have a question?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Moore, Economic Development Partnership, as your first slide talks about, we have one in Wright County.
Yes.
The partnerships all over the state, I believe. Do you collaborate with these like on a quarterly meeting where you come together as like the directors of each of those development partnerships to talk about the state as a whole and how you can work back and forth together? Or is there anything like that that's happening to get some kind of sense from each area to say, you've got something we could give to this area or, to a partnership like your name implies?
Mr. Chair, Representative Anderson, a couple of things we do in that respect. Because we're in the greater St. Cloud area of central Minnesota, we primarily focus on our involvement in certainly Stearns and Denton and a limited portion of Sherburne counties, which are our members. We also work very closely with our colleagues, Noel Levine in particular in Wright County, at the Wright County Economic Development Partnership. Perhaps more to the point, all of us are involved across the state with the Department of Employment and Economic Development in the Positively Minnesota Marketing Program. So we do get together 4 to 6 times a year to go over strategies and opportunities and how can we best maximize the limited resources we all have to best market the state. So we do have ongoing discussions in that respect. Also want to recognize Sarah Walbridge, who is here from Deed Staff. She's our lead bioscience resource specialist at Deed and has done a wonderful job working with us. Sarah's been here just a few months, but we're getting leads from Sarah. Sarah's the first point of contact for companies outside of Minnesota looking for a home here in the bioscience field, and she's great to work with, and want to compliment her.
If I could, Mr. Chair, just one of the strengths about the partnership, and hopefully this may be an idea that can be used elsewhere, is the associate members really helped us build more of the private sector involvement as well as the public sector involvement, but it also brought a lot of expertise and community buy-in that we didn't have before either. These people are now vested with a certain amount of money, but having them at the table broadened our network and strengthened the partnership. So now we've got partnerships with businesses, we've got partnership with government entities, we've got partnership with other organizations at the university, and it really strengthened the effort for biosciences in general in the St. Cloud area. So that was another reason for creating the associate membership. But we think that's a model that could really be beneficial in other parts of the state too.
Representative Gotwell, thanks for pointing that out, because we feel that it's very important to have both the public sector and the private sector at the table discussing and working hand in glove with prospects that we're trying to help grow and expand in central Minnesota. Absolutely.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just, my concern is, I just heard this morning on, I don't know, 1500 or one of the talk shows we're talking about, Hutchinson Technologies is using losing a major portion of business or jobs in there through CTAC. That's made the announcement that they're leaving the area. So I'm concerned about, you know, that we lose these companies, and if these partnerships can help to, you know, keep these people there, that's a concern, and whether it's in Hutchinson or, you know, Fargo or, you know, wherever, St. Cloud, I just think that that's a key element to developing and making these engines work.
Well, just so it's on the tape, I think Seagate is, they're not leaving the area, they're just going to a different supplier for their suspension arm. So Seagate hopefully never leaves the area. Nice little deal down in Bloomington.
Mr. Chair, to that point, another thing that the partnership does, and I know the Minnesota Chambers tried it a bit too, but one of the things we do is also try to take care of businesses by doing what we call retention expansion visits. So another thing that Tom and Henry and their staff do is go out and on a rotating basis visit with manufacturers, identify issues early, and then try to work with the partners in the partnership, both public and private, to try to address those issues before you've got a company showing up at a news conference and saying we're leaving town.
Members, I want to thank you for coming down and presenting in front of the committee. You've got a good organization up there, and hopefully it grows and expands rather than just the St. Cloud and the surrounding area. Hopefully you can build into something that works throughout the whole central Minnesota and come up with a plan that works for all parties concerned in that particular area. But unless there's no other questions, I'm going to thank you for coming, and hopefully everyone touches base with you. The December 9th or 10th that the expo is on up in St. Cloud?
December 9th is the Life Science Alley Expo at the Minneapolis Convention Center. But the other one is May 14th is our science initiative after hours in St. Cloud.
We probably won't make that one. Members, this is our last meeting, so I wanted to thank all the members for this year's attendance, and hopefully next February, when we've had a long time away from here, we'll come back and enjoy another time here. But I also want to thank Ron and Molly, our pages. They've done a fabulous job. You can have the pages here. And making everything ready. So with that, I will adjourn the meeting, and see you next year.